Let's bring in Jake Hoffman. Jake is a representative of the state senate out there. Jake, there's a story, I think, in the Arizona Sun-Times, the Michael Patrick Leahy paper today, that talks about you are representing or from the Arizona Freedom Caucus, and you're calling for the – and I want to set this – I want to frame this right, given what Natalia and her reporting showing, and we're going to have the author of that report, the lawyer, on the second hour. And I was able to talk to him, obviously, to get ready for that. You're calling for Bill Gates and all the supervisors to resign. And I think he's throwing Steve Richards or Ricards in the. You say all of them should resign. They just came out, I think, an hour or two ago and put out a thing saying, hey, we got a letter from the attorney general. And yeah, it's got some stuff in it. And we're going to get around to answering it. But we're going to certify the election. We're calling a meeting. We're going to certify the election on Monday. It's so there's a huge gap. You and other people are saying this is embarrassing. This is humiliating. This can't be certified. We can't do this again. You've got to resign, and we got to figure out how to start over again. And they're saying, "Hey, Jake, thanks for the memories. We don't care. We're rolling forward." So tell me what you think of their position. Why did you come to your position? And is there any way to bridge that gap?
Well, Steve, thanks for having me first and foremost. Look, the fascist left is trying to burn down this country as we know it. And unfortunately, Arizona, thanks to Maricopa County, is at the center of the dumpster fire right now. You've got the Board of Supervisors and Recorder Richard.
Hang on. I got the left. I got Katie Hobbs. I got MSNBC. She's like a contributor for them. But correct me if I'm wrong. You're in the Republican Party out there, right?
That's correct.
And isn't Bill Gates and most of these supervisors, are they not in the, wait for it, Republican Party, sir?
Well, they're from the McCain wing of the Republican Party, the establishment wing. And that's exactly where I was going with that next point, is the attorney general has laid out multiple violations of the law, numerous, in fact. Recorder Richer created a political action committee specifically to oppose candidates that were on the ballot in the election that he was tasked with overseeing. There is clearly misconduct. 16-672 in Arizona Revised Statutes is one area that we're looking into to hold these guys accountable. But conflicts of interest is another area that we're looking into. And quite honestly, they have embarrassed not only the state, not only this county, but they've embarrassed the country right now. We are the laughingstock of the world thanks to these guys. And they need to resign. And if they won't resign, we will do everything in our power to hold them accountable, come this new legislative session. Unfortunately, our governor won't call us into legislative session now, but come January, you bet your ass that's what we're going to be doing.
Okay. I just want to make sure for folks that have not been following this as closely as home as you should, the letter from the attorney general signed by the deputy attorney general, assistant attorney general, was issued and promulgated Saturday evening, I think around 9 o'clock Arizona time. That was the urgency of it. They're working all weekend. And he actually said, hey, we've been working all weekend to have a response. This is, Jake, I want you to describe that letter. Because we just got this new report out from this RNC Observer, and there's other things. Cleta Mitchell, they're being inundated now with stuff. Affidavits, eyewitness reports from citizens, from disenfranchised voters in different counties to all the way to Maricopa County. But the AG's letter was not a, hey, how you doing? It was literally a menu of their failures. And they said, we need to hear from you immediately. What happened and how can this thing be certified given what happened, sir?
Well, it shouldn't be certified. And that's plain and simple by anyone who reads the letter. In fact, we have two other counties now who have said they will be abstaining from certifying their elections as a way to try and force the hands or at least give law enforcement through the election integrity unit within the attorney general the opportunity to pursue this. It should not be certified.
Jake, hang on for 1 second. I'm going to hold you through the break. Okay, Jake, you've got, you're a senator. You've got the AG with his brutal letter. And Gates is kind of, we're going to answer it. We got some answers. We're working on some replies. That letter seemed like it's not replyable. It was things that happened that I just don't know how you certify this. So what's the process and what's going to be the legislature and what's going to be yours or the Freedom Caucus's part in this process to make sure this thing's not certified if it's not certifiable, sir?
Yeah, so it's not certifiable. The Attorney General's letter makes that clear. The reality right now is that we need the citizens of Arizona to get in Attorney General Brnovich's ear. He needs to hear from people. He needs to hear how pissed off they are. And he needs to have the guts to step up and do his job as the executive branch, the top law enforcement officer in the state, and make sure that this gets paused and delayed long enough that Carrie Lake has the ability to file a lawsuit. Look,
so you want people to bombard him with emails and say, hey, we're outraged, and link to these different sites and say, hey, this happened again, or send their own personal stories. I mean, this came about because of complaints to the Attorney General's office. I think they said they had over 1,000 that they had to deal with it. But you think the citizens of Arizona have to make their voices heard by let their representatives and the AG know, send them emails, call the office, send links to all the affidavits, et cetera, to let people know that they don't think this can be certifiable?
Well, look, there are more of us than there are of them. And unfortunately, people don't realize the power of their voice. So, yes, we need them to step up. We need them to contact AG Brnovich. When we come back into the legislature in January, the Freedom Caucus will be leading the oversight and investigation charge from both the House and the Senate. You can rest assured on that. But right now, the Attorney General is the one empowered by our Constitution and our statutes to enforce this issue, and he needs to hold the Board of Supervisors accountable.
You've called for them to resign, and I just want to hear from you. You don't think, given what you've seen in all these other reports and what you've seen in the letter by the Attorney General's office, that this election cannot be certified now? Is that what I'm hearing?
I don't believe it should be certified, no. I think that these people are borderline alleged criminals when it comes to violations of election law. And we need Carrie Lake to file lawsuits to make sure that we get to the bottom of this. And we need Attorney General Brnovich to do his damn job.
Jake, how do people get to you on social media? How do they follow you?
So, Bannon, I was kicked off before it was cool to be kicked off. So you can find me on Getter and Truth at Jake Hoffman.
Thank you, sir. The two great platforms there, Getter and Truth. We love it over Getter, and the Truth thing's great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.